Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The philosopher's rest. The sky went quiet today. Not empty, quiet. There's a difference. The sun is at 7 degrees Taurus, forming an exact sextile with the north node at 7 degrees Pisces. Same degree, both sides of the same conversation, speaking the same language at the same time. The sky is not whispering today. It's confirming. The number 7 carries the energy of rest, happiness, and equilibrium. And before you move past that too quickly, this is not the rest of someone who gave up. This is the stillness of someone who finally stopped fighting the current and discovered the current was exactly where they needed to go. That kind of rest is earned. That kind of equilibrium is wisdom wearing comfortable clothes. Another layer of the 7 runs deeper. We know some people like it deeper. The reserved thinker, often misunderstood, uncommon personality, great depths of perception. The one who lives at the hidden borders of understanding. The esoteric edges where most people never think to look because they cannot see what is there. Not because it's hidden from them, because they have not learned to be still long enough to see it. Today that archetype is lit up in the sky for all of us. The sun in Taurus is asking you to stop and understand what you actually did. Aries moved on faith. That is what fire does. It initiates before it has all the answers. Charges before the ground is certain. Acts on spark before the logic arrives. That is not a flaw. That's the nature of beginning. But you cannot live in the beginning forever. At some point, the action needs to meet the earth. At some point, the thing that gets set in motion needs to slow down long enough to find its footing. You cannot speed through this season and expect anything solid. Taurus is where the comprehension catches up with the courage. Where you sit with what you started long enough to actually understand what you are building and why. That is not laziness. That is the work. And then the sextile opens something. The North Node has been moving through Pisces since January 2025. It does not leave until the end of July 2026. The axis Pisces and Virgo has been the collective classroom for over a year now. The lesson has been the same the entire time. Surrender what you cannot control. Trust what you cannot explain. Let the system serve you instead of running you. But where the lesson has been personal depends on where Pisces falls in your chart. That is your house. That is the specific area of life where the ground has been softening since early last year. Where the old way of managing things stopped working the way it used to. Where something kept asking you to feel instead of fix. The Virgo soft node on the other side has been pulling you back toward analysis, routine, the comfort of having it all figured out. The north node in Pisces has been pulling you forward into faith. Today the sun touches that node with the exact sextile and says, you're still on the right path. The door is still open. And you have more time than you think. But not as much as you used to. The sextile between Taurus and Pisces today is a conversation between those two worlds. Easy energy. No friction. Just an open line between the earth beneath your feet and the current beneath your life. Something may arrive today. A person. A moment. A clarity you was not looking for. The 7 will not announce it loudly. The 7 never announces anything. It illuminates quietly for the ones paying attention. Be one of those people today. Rest is not absent of movement. Equilibrium is not absent of tension. The philosopher standing at the edge of the known world is not standing still. They're standing in exactly the right place. finally at peace with how much they cannot see, and trusting completely in what they feel. That place is available for you right now. Will you choose to take it? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact. You can leave me a message there. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I'd love to have that conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit booking. There's even a link below. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there's even a link below to that as well. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.